This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 20. Citizens of Heaven. Our scripture reading comes from Philippians chapter 3. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For, as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. C.S. Lewis observed that if you aim to be successful only on earth, you may never get to heaven even as the things of earth slip away. But if you aim for the things of heaven, not only will the Lord graciously bring you there, he will also make your life on earth something wonderful. So if you aim only for earth, you get nothing. But if you aim for heaven, you get everything, life to the full. This is Paul's point too as he rounds out Philippians chapter 3. We are all citizens of one country or another here on earth, but believers in Christ have a far more important status as a citizen of heaven. All of our other identities fall in line under our heavenly citizenship. Paul pointed this out for the Philippians because then and now, there are all kinds of influences that distract us from giving God's kingdom first place in our lives. We receive messages like this every day. Live for the moment. Go for the gusto. Do whatever feels right. Look out for number one. All this, Paul claims, makes people enemies of the cross. It all amounts to self-centered living and reflects none of Christ's selflessness. But if we live as Christ's people, then one day we will be made like Jesus, arrayed in all the glory of God's kingdom. Pray with me. Lord, may the contours of your kingdom and the truth of our heavenly citizenship be revealed in our lives, transforming us even now on this earth into your distinct people. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.